By this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden and his newly named running mate, Senator Kamala Harris, are set to make their first joint appearance Wednesday as a team out to defeat President Donald Trump and Vice President Mike Pence in the upcoming November general election. The Biden-Harris campaign said their pair would speak in Wilmington, Delaware, about working together to restore the soul of the nation and fight for working families to move the country forward. Biden officially named Harris on Tuesday, making her the first Black woman and South Asian American woman to be named on a major party ticket for a presidential election. Biden described Harris as a fearless fighter for the little guy and one of the country's finest public servants. Senator Harris will accept the party's vice presidential nomination in a speech next Wednesday at the Democratic National Convention. U.S. President Donald Trump announced an agreement between the federal government and an American biotechnology company to manufacture and deliver 100 million doses of a COVID-19 vaccine candidate. The company, Moderna, is to manufacture the vaccine doses while clinical trials are underway. Trump told reporters at the White House Tuesday, "The federal government will own these vaccine doses. We're buying them." Three vaccine candidates in the U.S. are in the final stage of human trials. President said the nation is on track to produce 100 million doses as soon as the vaccine is approved and up to 500 million later on. For more news, join us, voanews.com. By a remote, this is VOA News. The World Health Organization said Tuesday it was holding talks with Russia regarding its recently approved COVID-19 vaccine. Russia Tuesday became the first country to approve a vaccine for use in tens of thousands of its citizens. During a television appearance Tuesday, President Vladimir Putin claimed the vaccine has proven efficient. Putin said his daughter has taken the vaccine and after two shots had a normal temperature and a high number of antibodies. The announcement was received with global skepticism, though, because the vaccine got approval after less than 2 months of human trials in Russia with a limited number of test subjects. A WHO spokesman said at a UN briefing in Geneva that the WHO authorities must review all safety and efficacy data before placing their stamp of approval on it. Hong Kong police late Tuesday night released on bail young activist Agnes Chow. After 24 hours in custody, Chow is one of the 10 people arrested by Hong Kong police Monday in connection with the new national security law imposed by Beijing. Hong Kong's Justice Department and police did not specify why Chow was arrested, apart from vague allegations about collusion with foreigners. Crime of collusion with foreigners is a new punitive idea in Hong Kong introduced by the Chinese Communist Party's national security law this July. Egypt reopened Gaza's main passenger crossing point for the first time in months for thousands of Palestinians who have been stranded on both sides of the border due to the coronavirus crisis. Gaza residents holding Egyptians' passports, foreign passports, and patients seeking treatment abroad were to exit through Rafah crossing point during its three-day opening. Life in Gaza has returned to normal with the coronavirus at bay. Last week, schools reopened normally. Mosques, wedding halls, cafes, and gyms also open. Health authorities in New Zealand are scrambling Wednesday to trace the source of a new outbreak of the coronavirus as the nation's largest city went back into lockdown. Authorities have found four cases of the virus in one Auckland household from an unknown source. The first reported cases of local transmission in the country in 102 days. Auckland was moved to Alert 3 at midday Wednesday, a designation initially set to continue through midnight on Friday, meaning essential workers are required to stay home. By remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.